Welcome back to The Breakfast Show on Kennet Radio with me, Paul, through to 10 o'clock. And I'm joined now by Councillor Stuart Gawley. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Paul.
So, first of all, you say what your title is, because it's quite long, isn't it?
Yes. So, I'm the newish, I guess, now executive portfolio holder at West Berks Council for Climate Action, Biodiversity and Recycling. And that also includes the flood risk management element now as well.
So, the main thing you wanted to talk about was floods.
Yes. Yes. As listeners may know, we are surrounded by a lot of water here in West Berks and certainly here in the kind of Kennet confluence, and we've got a number of challenges potentially facing us over the kind of winter period.
So where's the main risk? Where are the main areas?
Yeah, so I think the kind of main headlines really is that there has been a groundwater flood alert issued along the Lambourne Valley. So that means that people might start to see rivers and streams appearing in unusual places. There's also flood alerts out on the Pang and sections of the Kennet and also sections of the Thames in the east of the district. So they're the kind of key areas to look out for at the moment.
And I've seen the Kennet recently. The level hasn't come up significantly, I don't think, but it's really strong, isn't it? Really fast.
It is, yeah. Water levels and groundwater levels are the highest, I think, in the last 10 years in the area. And, you know, that's the concern, really, is that albeit it might not be raining at the moment, but it's what rained a week or so ago that's going to cause us the issue, because that will be in the ground and in the aquifers, and eventually they will, or they are full. We're seeing challenges already in places like East Garston and Great Shefford areas with the groundwater specifically.
So what should we be looking out for, the public?
Yeah, I think really important that you keep an eye out. I think the key to early warning and good flood risk management is being able to have lots of observers on the ground and eyes and ears everywhere. So I would absolutely encourage residents to report any flooding from sewers, from gullies, on the road, in the middle of fields, anywhere where rivers are out of bank, just so that it's on both the Environment Agency's radar and also the council's radar. One of the challenges with flood risk is that reporting flooding is not necessarily straightforward, because it depends on what type of water course it is. So a kind of couple of headlines really is that the rivers like the River Lambourne, Kennet, Pang and Thames, they are what are called main rivers. So it's the Environment Agency that needs to be reported to, and that can be reported only via the phone, which is 0345 988 1188. And for any other groundwater flooding or non-main river flooding, so where we have, say, some of the bournes and the brooks, like the Winterbourne Bourne, and things like Northbrook, for example, in this area, in Newbury, they are the responsibility of the council, so they need reporting to West Berkshire Council, and they can be reported online via www.westberks.gov.uk/report-flooding, and that again can cover things like groundwater, flooding on roads, and flooding on the non-main rivers.
So what's that number again for the Environment Agency?
0345 988 1188.
1188. So that's 988 1188 at the end.
Yes, yeah.
So I'll put those on our website at Kennet Radio later today so that they're all in one place. What's the council doing to minimise the risk of flooding?
Yeah, so the council's done a lot since the last big floods in the area in 2014. We're at a significant business end now of an investment programme in the north of Thatcham, and have completed various schemes such as Cold Ash, Tollway, Dunstan Park, Dunstan Green and Siege Cross. We also have another three under construction flood alleviation schemes. around Fatcham, and they are almost in completion now, and that's been a massive investment through both the Environment Agency and West Barks. Newbury has also seen some investment in significant flood alleviation schemes, about £5 million back in 2015, and there's been other schemes that have been completed in the north of Newbury around Shore and kind of the Clay Hill area with the Shore Bund, which is just the other side of the cemetery. And we've also done some other things alongside the EA and delivered flood measures in kind of Winterbourne, Great Shefford, Eastbury, Purley, Pangbourne, Newbury, Fatcham, Padworth, Bucklebury and Lambourne. So there has been a lot going on over the last 10 years since the last significant flooding. There's also a lot of work been going on the highway around kind of Hampstead, Marshall, Compton, East Isley and West Isley that will help mitigate general flood risk. And we've also delivered over property level protection to over 200 homes in the district since 2014. And property level protection is things like air brick covers, flood boards and sealed doors, etc. So really look at, you know, residents and what they can do as well. And that's one thing I would say is that if I was a resident, I would absolutely urge you, well, I am a resident, but I'm not necessarily in a flood risk area. I would absolutely urge you to check, am I in a flood risk area? If I am, what can I do to protect my property? It's really important that residents take every precaution they can to look after their own property as well, and make sure they take in all the measures they possibly can.
And where would they go to find that out?
Yeah, so there's some really good flood forums in the area, such as the Lambourne Valley Flood Forum and also the Pang Valley Flood Forum. They are great places to go for lots of advice on what types of equipment you could use to protect your houses. Also there's the National Flood Forum as well, which is really positive. And I would also encourage people to look up their local flood warden as well.
So the flood forums, are they on Facebook or?
Yeah, so I think Pang Valley's got a really good website, and so is the National Flood Forum, and I also believe Lambourne Valley is has a website as well.
Right, and that's all via Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's the Pang and the Lambourne. And you mentioned these flood warnings. Who are they?
Flood wardens. So they are, I think we have a fairly good coverage across the district. And they are people that are kind of linked in with West Barks councillors. They're all volunteers. And they are kind of, again, some of those early warning people that might be looking out for certain risk areas around their area, such as things like trash screens on some of the kind of ordinary watercourses being blocked. So they might look at reporting those and keeping an eye on those and things like gullies, and trying to be proactive about managing our flood risk. And like I said, also being those early warning signs. And it's also really positive because it means that the council can link in to cascade information to those flood wardens as well, so they can make contact with people in the community to make sure they're aware of what's
going on. And are they listed somewhere?
A list can be obtained from the council, so if you want to know who your local flood warden is, the best thing to do is either email myself or the emergency planning team at West Berkshire.
And I know, for example, Elizabeth O'Keefe is one in Newbury who's well known. She used to be a mayor.
Yes, exactly. And in Clay Hill, we've got Paula Saunderson, who is a fantastic advocate on all things water and flooding, very knowledgeable and can absolutely help post people in the right place, and same as myself as well for my ward. So I would encourage people, if you're in a flood risk area, look up who your flood warden is.
And one thing you mentioned there was trash screens. What are those?
So they are grates that cover kind of culverted watercourses, or as a watercourse gets culverted, for example. So a good example in my own ward is one that comes down through, I think it's the Stonebourne Copse, it comes down from Coldash, cuts underneath Waller Drive, and then disappears down into the Lambourne later on. But at the entrance of Waller Drive, there is a screen of metal that protects it from getting blocked by various bits of bobs. It's very worthwhile keeping an eye out on looking out for those kind of things, because if that gets blocked and then backs up that watercourse, you could see flooding in areas. The council have already been out and you know, regularly reviewing these trash screens and gullies ahead of any potential heavy rainfall. But the, again, you know, the more eyes and ears that there are on the ground reporting problems, then the better off that we are.
That's great. Okay. I'll put that information or a summary of it on our website later today. So I'm talking with Councillor Stuart Gawley from West Berkshire Council. There's been a lot about climate change on the media recently because of the COP meeting. What's West Berkshire Council doing about climate change?
Yeah, so back in October, we approved a new council strategy, and that kind of strengthened our position and our work and focus on climate action. We kind of resolved that we would achieve at the council, as West Berkshire Council, would achieve net zero by 2030 and help to improve biodiversity across the district. We would help our residents and businesses to save money and the environment, and help to make the whole of West Berkshire net zero as a district, and support activities around that. And I think there's kind of some key things that we've already done off the back of that, and that's to upgrade our original climate emergency declaration from 2019 to also include the ecological emergency. And part of that means that we will be going back to review our environment strategy and update that to also focus on the ecological emergency and help to promote and improve biodiversity. We've also been moving forward on our solar farm project over at Graysley, and that will be a significant step forward in reducing the carbon emissions even further of the council. And we're also looking across all of our council-owned assets and looking at how we can get solar onto these. We already have a priority list of 10 that will allow us to get some good solar panels on, and work will hopefully start on that in the new year and kind of first half of 2024. And we've also got a second list as well of the next 10 that we want to start working on. We're also kind of continuing to work across key stakeholders to support education and kind of empowerment. And I think those are two really important things for me as well, is giving people the opportunity to do the right thing and helping educate the best ways of doing so, and working with our key community groups. There are so many volunteers out there and volunteer groups that are doing such great work on climate action that, you know, as a portfolio holder for this role and the council, I really want us to be able to help facilitate those and really support where we can, and also working with our town and parish councils as well, you know, and helping enable them to do things across their assets that they want to do and in their local communities, and really trying to take a joined up approach and not necessarily duplicating work, but helping support and facilitate it, I think are really key. We've also in the process of appointing a new contractor to help with a rollout of EV charging points across the district, and trying to speed that up and be more aggressive with that, and also Enterprise Car Club. We've got some good participation here in Newbury, but what we want to do is drive up the usage of that car club, and also expand in other locations across the district.
So just to strip down some of those, first of all, to go back to Graysley, what's happening there?
So that is towards the east of the district, and we are going to be building out our own West Berkshire Council solar farm, and that's going to be a really good step forward. I think, off the top of my head, it's about a third of carbon emissions from the council could be kind of, if we were to build it out to its maximum, we could reduce our carbon footprint by a third across.
That's amazing. So Graysley, that is as you go towards Maidenhead, let's say, on the motorway, that would be on the right, presumably.
Yes, it's kind of north of the railway line and south of AWE Burfield.
Right. So how big is that?
Oh,
sounds enormous.
It's a fair size. We've got multiple options in how we can do it and how we can phase that kind of rollout, but it is a significant size. I think we're looking at somewhere in the region of 15 megawatts, I think it is. It's very technical. It's but it's a significant size.
And there's solar panels there already, isn't there, I think, on some of that land when you go along the motorway. So
quite possibly, but they're not council-owned ones. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a huge project then, if it's a third of the carbon emissions of the council.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a very good opportunity for us to do the right thing and help offset some of our own kind of carbon emissions. Yes. Mm.
And you mentioned 10 other possibilities and then a further 10. So 20 possible sites.
Yeah, so that's on our own buildings and assets such as schools, for example, community right. centres, that kind of libraries, those areas which perhaps we could look at retrospectively and put solar on.
So it's a huge project, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of focus and, you know, the since taking over the portfolio 7 or 8 weeks ago, the work the team have been doing has been significant on some of these key projects, yes.
And the EV charging, tell us about that.
Yeah, so that is around looking at providing further EV points across our car park estates and also our on-street charging as well. So you might have started to see some of these pop up in areas around, such as like lampposts. And we're just trying to really make sure we can get good coverage across the district and increase the number that we've got.
So what would we be looking at if you take an average size street, say with 100 houses, how many charging points would be there in the end game?
In terms of the council provided ones, there's a very specific set of criteria for what that would look like, and one of them is demand at the moment. Is there a local demand for it in that area? Is the highway area suitable? Is there sufficient space to allow a vehicle to park up for a while at a time? Really around making sure that it's in a safe space as well.
And presumably you mentioned those are the council ones, so therefore there are the possibility of people doing it themselves, but presumably there's a safety thing if you're going across pavements.
Yes, so Councillor Denise Gaines has been working a lot within the kind of her portfolio to ensure that we have a safe channel. I think it's called Curbo, that was in the new weekly news and bits a few weeks ago around a trial that's going on in a couple of places where you can have a channel across the public footpath to allow you to charge your car outside your house. So if you have, for example, no off-street parking or no driveway, it means you could put a charging point or charging post towards the end of your garden or whatever, and then have that channel underneath the footpath safely so that it's not a slip or trip hazard and then out into your car. And that's something that we're trialling at the moment with a provider in a couple of spots around the district, and if that's successful, then residents will be able to apply for a permit to do that and then have their own provision for charging as well outside their houses.
So that's actually underneath the pavement or underneath the surface of the pavement so that it's flat.
Yes, yes. So it's a little channel that's created and then a little kind of rubberized surround put in to then kind of fill the gap underneath the cable, but still able to get the cable in and out.
Right.
So just make sure that pavement remains smooth for users of the pavement and the footway, but allows access for folks that have charging points but no, say, driveway. So for those that need on-street charging.
Oh, that's good, because there's a lot of places, certainly in Newbury, probably in Thatcham as well, where you've just got pavement and you're on-street parking, so therefore you haven't got a garage and it's difficult, isn't it?
Absolutely, I'm in the same situation where I live. I don't have any off-street parking, so it's a real barrier. So actually, again, trying to give people the opportunity to change is the right thing to do, and I'm happy that as a council we can support that through this trial, and hopefully if that's successful, then the wider residents.
Great. Okay. Lastly, you mentioned your email address. Do you want to give that in case anybody wants to contact you?
Yeah, it's stuart.gawley1. So that's S-T-U-A-R-T.
I cannot believe there's two Stuart Gawleys.
there definitely isn't, but all of the new council addresses seem to have got set up with one at the end of the name for some reason. Right. I don't know why. So it's stuart.gawley1 at westbarks.gov.uk.
Okay, and I'll put up the details about the flooding on the Kennet Radio website, kennetradio.com, later today. Thanks very much for talking with us, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Paul. Cheers.
Councillor Stuart Gawley from West Berkshire Council.